Can you hear the music?
Awesome.
Fuck yeah, you can. Not a lot of people can hear it.
Yeah, my people inside me like it.
I love this part right here, right here. Right there, my little, you know? All right, welcome back to another episode of On the Throne with Dick. And, you know, shout out to Senjin Boychuk, man. I love that guy. I got to get him back on the podcast. I've been saying it a lot lately. You know, we're trying to add lyrics to that song. So, you know, AI, ChatGPT has written me lyrics for it. I just got to put music behind it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man, I'm pumped. On this week's episode, man, I have Court Stratton. The man, the myth, the legend behind Boots Over Suits Priority Co. What's going on, bud?
Hey, man. I remember I reached out to you like 2 years ago, so it seems like this has been like forever in the making. I literally looked today at the Facebook message, and it was April 5th of 23, so.
To come on the podcast?
Well, I think we started talking, and then you were, were you just starting it at that time, maybe?
Oh, so in so the podcast is 2 years old now. So it turned two in January. So yeah, it was just a couple months old when we talked the first time.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's that man of 2 years, man. Holy shit! I had a lot of kinks by this time. 2 years ago, I was probably, you know, just hitting probably episode 15 or so. Probably roughly that, I'd say. So, you know, we were still working out the kinks and stuff like that, you know, and just finding our groove, finding our way.
Yeah. Well, congrats, bro.
Yeah, man. Thanks, dude. Yeah, it's been one hell of a ride. That's for sure. I think this will be, 126, episode 126. So 126 straight weeks of just giving her. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, that's man. Awesome. It's been a blast, man. We had Diener a few weeks ago, a month now or so ago.
Oh, dude, did you?
Oh, man. I can't.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, I live streamed it. It was a good one. It was a good
where
one.
Was he at?
Where was he at?
Yeah, like where's he out of?
So Diener's, I think, originally from Calgary.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah. But if you watch the new movie he did, Diener 89, he's from Hayden, Manitoba.
That's awesome.
That's yeah.
Wicked. That's wicked.
What's going on, man? What are you up to?
Well, right now, currently on a shutdown. You know, enjoying that as much as someone possibly can, I think. Hanging out at camp. Obviously, camp would be a better option for me to do something like this because at home, I got my kids and everything. And, you know, so I thought this would be the perfect opportunity while I'm at camp, chilling at Silvertip here. So,
hell yeah, man. I, you know, kind of sort of the opposite for me, but at the same time, the same, you know, like I've been off week now, I've been off work now for 10, 11 weeks, something like that, you know, just healing up from this. It was more than an ankle break. That's for damn sure. It's just easier to say, oh yeah, I broke the ankle, but it's a little bit more than that, but I've been off work for 10, 11 weeks, something like that. And, by the time this comes out, I'll be gearing up, getting ready maybe to go back to work here. Yeah, man, doing physio and shit like that. But, you know, it's a lot easier for me to record them at home because of cell service.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Wi-Fi is good here and whatnot. We've had some issues, but also at camp, you know, no kids, no outside distractions, right? I can just do it, right? So, you know, I've noticed that, you know, the last 10 or 11 episodes I've had to record here at home.
Yeah, because most years you do at camp, right?
Yeah, almost all of them, yeah. Or in a hotel somewhere, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely hotels, too, where, you know, the Wi-Fi is not the greatest there either, so.
Exactly, 100%, brother. 100%.
Yeah, man, what do you – you're a fitter, right, or
– Well, no, I do, like, post-weld heat treatment. Everyone thinks I'm a fitter because one of my tattoos or something or something. But, yeah, like, we're a group of companies, so we do a bunch of different stuff, mostly – A lot of the stuff I do is post-weld heat treatment. Some work around a lot of welders and whatnot, but we do other things too, torquing, hydro testing, a bunch of the fun stuff. So, but Yeah, it's not bad, man. I've been with this company for almost 3 years now. I worked for them 15 years ago, I think it was. And I ended up getting canned from them. And then I ran into my old boss 3 years ago, and he was looking for workers. So believe it or not, he brought me back. So here I am.
I love that. I actually thought you were, at first, I thought you were a scaffolder because of the neck.
Oh, really?
And I was like, man, I was just talking to my wife about that today. We were in the shower, right? And I'm able to stand up straight in the shower now, not apply pressure on the leg there. But, you know, it takes a lot more the pressure off this leg here.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're in the shower today, and I was talking to her about scaffolders, right? I'm like, yeah, I've been saying this for 15 years now, you know, since my first, you know, foray into the patch. So I've noticed scaffolders, neck tattoo, pre-existing drug addiction, right? Like, you know, it's like, hey, you know, why don't you become a scaffolder? Hey, you want to become a scaffolder? I'm like, bro, I don't got no neck tattoos or anything like that, you know? So
check that one out, man. I'm too afraid of heights, so I don't think I could swing it, bro.
I couldn't either, man. I couldn't either. But, you know, maybe that's why the way they are the way they are.
Yeah, true enough. True enough. Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to the scaffolders. Maybe we got to
exactly, get man. Yeah. No hate. No hate.
Not at all, man. Not at all. Fuck yeah, man. No, how long have you been in the patch?
I'm going to say 16 years.
16.
Nice. So I've done a bunch of different stuff, but this company here, like I said, I worked for them before, and they were great to work for. So I was happy to come back. Obviously, a lot's changed since I've been gone, but still a really good company. I don't want to say who it is just because social media and whatnot. I'm sure you could probably figure it out. But yeah, you know how social media goes. Like,
oh yeah,
you know, I'm sure you get some hate on some of your videos sometimes, eh?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I do a lot actually. And you know, there's a lot of those ones that I think I know who they are, that they come in under, you know, fake accounts or nameless accounts.
User 11443.
Yeah. A lot of them are people that, you know, maybe I've stepped on their toes or something along the way, or, you know, we've had beefs, little beefs here and there. And, you know, they don't want to call me out, you know, with their real name. So they come at me and they think they're being something, right? They think they're being tough or something. And like, whatever, man, I don't care. I'm not here for that. I'm here to have, you know, I'm here with purpose. I'm doing my own thing over here. I got the podcast and, you know, like, I've kind of prided myself on my content being, you know, I avoid the internet beefs and stuff like that. And I don't care if you've got drama with this person and I don't, and I like you both, I'm going to hang out with both of you. I don't care. I'm not, your shit is not my shit.
Yeah. And, 100%.
You know, a lot of people have tried to get me involved or in the middle of their shit. And I'm just, nope. Sorry, man. Like, you got a lot of people are on social media or just posting videos just to fuck around, right? They're just, and that's cool. Do that. It doesn't matter. But, you know, I've turned it into a business. I've turned it into, you know, a podcast. I've turned it into something, you know, that I'm proud of, right? And I've got a lot of good things going, and I've worked really hard to gain the attention and the respect of some bigger creators who are, you know, not just creators, and they're not here fucking around either. They're here because they're making money out of it. They're making a living out of it, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I like to hang out with those kinds of people, right? And you know, if you're not here with purpose, that's cool. Have your fun. But like, I'm having fun and being here with purpose. So, and I know you're here for the same reason.
Yeah, man. Like, you know what? At first, like, I was posting videos, I wasn't getting much. And then I had one video that took off. And then after that, you know, you start getting some of these messages, some of the comments. And my wife is the one that kept me in check. She's like, don't worry about it. And then, you know, sometimes she get upset at some of the comments, and I'm just like, you know what? These people are either jealous or they just have, like, if you've got the time to make a fake account and, you know, you got a comment on my video, man, go back to your mom's basement and do what you were doing, you know? So it is tough sometimes not to say something, but yeah, I just 99% of the time, I just block the person and move on. Right. Cause they're not going to support me, or they're not going to have anything positive or whatever it may be. Right. So next, right.
Yeah. You know, I will treat it like a little scrum, you know, in the hockey game or whatever. The Oilers game's on right now, right? So game four here, and I'll treat it like a hockey game, you know, in between the whistles, there'll be a little scrum here and there. You know, nothing serious. Someone will drop comments or whatever, and I answer back every single comment.
Do you right? Really? I never do.
For the last 5 years, I've been there, right? It pushes your video out more, right? Because they come back. They say, oh, this person has answered me, right? This person's engaged me. They come back. The video's playing in the background again while they're, you know, they're commenting, reading your comment and then commenting back. And it just suckers them in for more. And on Facebook, I'm monetized, right? So, like, true. You know, watch the video again, keep on coming back, right? And there's times where, you know, I'll just have to drop one little comment, or that person drops a comment and, you know, somebody won't like what they say and it'll start an argument in the comment section, and next thing you know, the video's got a million views on it, right? And it's like, holy shit. And, you know, I've just made $400 off the video, and it's like, fuck.
Yeah, maybe I should be beaking back then,
dude. Beak back. The only place I don't beak back is LinkedIn. A couple of my videos have gone viral over there, and when they comment back and they comment some shit, it shows you what they do for work, because that's all LinkedIn is, right? It's a public personal work profile thing. And one time I went to go beak back at this guy, but it showed that he was a well consultant for a company that I work for a lot. And I recognize his name, and I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'll just step back from this one, right? And I'm just like, sorry you feel that way, bro. You know, like,
that's crazy, man. So you've been around him before, and he's still like, still saying stuff, kind of thing.
Yeah, man. You know, you can't pick and choose which, you know, you know what I mean? Like, you can pick and choose what you say, but, you know, you can't decide how certain people feel about what you post, right? Like, I lost a bunch of followers off a video I did a couple of years ago, and it was like, I mean, I don't mind them. I'll pet them and stuff, but I don't like them. They're smelly and they're not smart, you know? And it's like, I put, like, what it's like working with newfies.
And
you know, it was a joke. I love newfies, and everyone knows that, but maybe some people don't, right? Or some people are, like, you know, very newfie pride, right? And, you know, same with, you know, patchworkers, you know, they're dirty, disgusting, mangy animals, and, you know, like, fucking, if someone were to say something like that, I'm sure it would cause an uproar, you know? And that's exactly what people want out of it anyways, right? If someone's saying something, their chances are, like, 9 times out of 10, they don't believe in what they're posting or what they're saying. They just want to get likes and views out of it.
Yeah, that's what I figured, man. And it just blows me away sometimes, though, because, like, you'll post something and someone will think that you're 100% serious on what you've posted. And the fact that they miss the point that this is 100% a joke. Yeah. Like, I can't remember what video it was. I posted something. It was something from Wolf of Wall Street saying, like, I make 70 grand a month or whatever he said in it. And there was guys writing, like, there's no way this crackhead looking guy with all his tattoos on his face makes this kind of money. Like, clearly I don't. Like, 70 grand a month, I wish. But, like, you know, you get those comments where guys are, like, 100% serious. I'm like, dude, like, you can't actually think that I'm being serious right now.
Yep.
Cool.
I recently posted a video, well, a month or so ago, I guess, that was like, when I'm going through my wife's phone to see if she's cheating on me, but instead I find in her search history how to tell if your partner's on the spectrum, right? And so many people are like, if you're going through your wife's phone, you guys need to end it. You know, like, you're not happy. If you can't trust her, yada, yada. I'm like, get out and touch grass, bro. You know, like,
no kidding, man.
Fucking joke. Obviously, you know, like, go watch it, the rest of my videos, and you'll see that I'm here making, you know, jokes and laughing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you know, like, when I see a video I don't like, I just, like, oh, and then I, like, keep scrolling, right? Like, because I know exactly why they're doing it. I know exactly, as a content creator in that space, I know exactly, you know, how that video makes me feel. I'm like, eh, you know what, slide on through, you know.
Let's 100%.
There's a guy on Instagram, no, Twitter, Captain Kobe. He's in Alberta here. He doesn't believe in 90% of the shit he posts on Twitter. He does it just to get people going, and it's all political. All political. And you talk to the guy, and every time I log in and I see it pop up on my feed, I'm like, oh, and I start typing, and then I'm like, wait. I look at Kobe. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Like, this is what he wants. And I backspace and get out of there, right? Like, or I read through the comments to see how dumb people are for a bit.
That's awesome. Yeah, I should start beaking more then, I guess. Get the comments up and
you should
get some more views.
You should, man. Yeah, I've seen you view some of my ideas there, and
I steal anybody's I can, man. 100%.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Well, I don't give a fuck. I stole it off someone. Fucking you, right? Someone. Hey, if your video does better than mine, fucking sweet. Good for you,
perfect,
man. You know,
perfect.
Hey, Lee, you got some, you know, exposure out of it. Who cares, right? And I love that. I know, and I've stolen yours. Like, you did that DOT one. It's like, you know, the tires pull really hard in this direction because it goes towards your mom's house.
Yeah.
And I put it, you know, when the DOT pulls us over or whatever. I don't know if you did like that or you did it a little bit differently, but yeah. And mine got like, fuck, I think mine got like 500,000 views on it or some shit.
Nice.
Gave me $100 because I'm with Troll and they reposted it. And when Troll reposts one of my videos, I get $100 bonus out of it.
No way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think that's pretty awesome, man.
I'm going to have to start paying people to wrap my stuff.
Well, I don't know if you need to just yet, but I know I don't wear your stuff as much as I should. Usually I'm at work and stuff like that, and the last little bit I've been at home, and you know, I don't know when I'm making a video until the camera goes up anyways. I know at some point it's going to happen. And there are times where, like, I'm not even wearing the shit that I'm wearing in my video. I just, like, I got an idea, and I grab, like, sometimes if I'm at home, I'm like, I got to change into this outfit. Or I have an idea, but I got to have this outfit with me, right? And, like, I know I got to make more. I love your gear. I love your gear.
Bro, I appreciate it.
It's sweet. You said you don't like this hat too much or these other hats.
Yeah, I got rid of the foam hats, man. I went back to the Yupongs. A lot of guys didn't like them. I don't know. I prefer the Yupong. I got a big head, so.
Do you have this style, like this logo on those hats?
I will. The hats sell out so fast, man. I can barely keep them in stock.
Yeah.
So a lot of the times, well, I'm going to say about 99% of the time, me and my wife print all the stuff.
Yeah.
So we'll print a bunch, and then when I'm gone, if we sell out, that's it. Tom home next, right? So the hats always go first. I never make enough hats. Shirts and everything are usually pretty quick turnaround. Depending if the kids are home sick or something, then my wife can't go to the post office that day or something. Like, you know how it goes, right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we went back to the Yupongs. I like the Yupongs. I think the customers like them better too. I'll have to get you a Yupong hat. So with that logo on there for you.
I love it. I love it, man. I got like a bunch of them.
There's nothing more Canadian than Tim Hortons, man.
Hell no. How did you, like, what were you doing? Just sitting at work one day and you're just like, fuck it. I'm going to start a merch line or an apparel line and I'm going to call it. How'd you come up with the idea to start it for one? And then why did you call it Boots Over Suits?
Well, honestly, man, like I went and bought a Troll hat at West Edmonton Mall, right? I thought it was on the expensive side. I still bought it because it was a cool hat, right? But I was like, you know what? I can make a hat for like a fraction of the price. So that's kind of how I got into it. Plus, I'm in the oil field. I love their stuff. Their advertising model, everything they did 100%. Man, I wish I could copy all their shit. Well, I tried to copy Support Blue Collar and they sent me a cease and desist, which is cool. I tried, man. Like, what do you do, right? So, but yeah, pretty much just working in the field and, you know, being around it. I was like, man, I can do this and I can sell it to some of the guys I work with. And I was on a pipeline and started selling this shirt and that shirt. Next thing you know, I got people asking me. And then, you know, that one video that blew up with your mom's house one blew up. And then, you know, people were asking me for the stuff all the time. I got the website together and, you know, just all kind of came together. So worked out.
Hell yeah. So why did you call it priority?
Just cause like for me, man, work has got to be my priority. I have to put it over top of everything, you know, our oldest son is severely autistic, so my wife stays, will always probably be a stay-at-home mom with him. And yeah, it's like my priority to work. So I kind of went with that. That's kind of where that came from. So
that's been my,
everyone's kind of got their own priorities. My priority is work and my wife's, you know, to take care of all of us. So
yeah. Oh, hell yeah. That's where my wife's at too, you know, like, and where we're exactly where we're at, you know, when my wife was working when we first had our first kid here, and then, you know, she became a stay-at-home mom. I made enough money, right? Like, hey, you stay at home, take care of the kids. Don't even worry about it, right? And then, you know, she had another. We had another, I guess. Yeah. I didn't really pop it out, I guess. But, like, you know, I popped it in there, didn't I? You know, like, and so, fucking, yeah, it was like, well, you know what? I make enough money still, you know? Like, I just have to work more, right? I can't take any, you know, scheduled time off or anything like that. And I'll come home when I can. Right. So, but you know, like it's been, you know, it's been pretty cool actually to be able to, you know, provide my wife and my kids with that opportunity to have each other, you know, all the time. Right. And I know it's gotta be exhausting for my wife and stuff, but you know, just being able to, you know, make enough and provide to be having her be a stay-at-home mom. That's crazy. I didn't think, you know, I could ever be able to do that, especially in this economy, you know, like it's crazy out there. But we make it work. Right. So.
Yeah, man, there's not a better feeling than that out there. And yeah, my wife's, we've been married for 12 years. She's been a stay-at-home mom the whole time, man. And we're extremely grateful and thankful for everything. So yeah, it's a great feeling, man. Nothing really beats it when you can do that. So, and like you said, especially in this economy right now. So,
yeah, hopefully fingers up, maybe elbows up. I don't know. No.
I'm not even going to go there, man. I'm not even going to go there.
If you're listening to this, we'll already know the outcome of the election, but as the time that we're recording this, the election's tomorrow. So this is Sunday night prior to election day. And, I think by the time you listen to this, I'll already be in Ontario. I'm going to my sister's wedding here. So I'm trying to record a couple episodes, get a couple in the chamber for when, you know, the time comes. So if you already listen to this, we're already 2 weeks into a possible, you know, change, or maybe we're heading towards a cliff here, you know, who knows, but hey, we'll see, I suppose. And I'm trying to, walking my sister down the aisle in 2 weeks, man. And am I doing it on crutches or am I fucking going to be able to walk, you know? Like, I'm pretty excited. You know, the lady at physio says that when it comes, it's like muscle memory. When it comes fast. It comes back quick. I've already noticed a bit from moving around the leg and doing the pumps and stuff like that, the exercises. I've already noticed the muscle returning to the back of my leg. My leg got, like, fucking super skinny, man. It was 10 weeks not doing it, or 8 weeks, I guess, not doing anything, you know, you lose it quick.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been lucky there, brother.
Yeah. You have never broken a bone?
Never. I broke a finger once. That was it.
Me neither. Up until just now, man. Until this time now, man, I'd never broken a bone. And this is interesting. It's more than a break. You know, when I tell people the story, it's like, that's just a break. But, you know, so I broke when I landed, whatever. I can't tell the story of what happened, but when I did what I did, I landed and my foot everted.
Yeah, that would hurt.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But funny story, though. So it was minus 30 and I didn't feel a fucking thing, right? Really? And by the time that I could feel anything, it was thawed out. I was already on the fentanyl. I was already on drugs. If I'm being completely honest, I haven't felt any pain in 10 weeks, man. In the 10, 11 weeks ever has been. It's been uncomfortable and tender at times, but, like, never painful.
Yeah, we had a guy a couple years ago. Dude, sounds like the same thing. Busted his ankle. I just feel like I would probably cry, man. Like, I feel like I'd be embarrassed. I'd be sitting there crying, like, my fucking ankle. You know what I mean?
I got a high pain tolerance, too, though, right? I not much really hurts, just my heart, you know. I get a broken heart every now and then, a bruised ego, you know. But so when I landed, my foot everted or inverted, whatever one, and that dislocated the bone that connects my leg to my foot. and my that bone was fucking way off over here. And fucking the doctor, like, so when it dislocated, and then when I got up, I'm like, oh, that feels weird. I took a step and down I went because there was no support there, right? So I think when I tried to take that step, that's when I broke the ankle. And so I broke the bone just above the fibula, or on the fibula, just above the ball. And then I like sheared off the ball.
Oh, man.
And well, it's just cracked. It's there's pieces of the ball missing. They're floating around in there somewhere. And then the two dislocations, which are talonavicular dislocations, super rare injury. It was so cool. And yeah, no, man, it was pretty much like it was my first day back to work after days off.
No,
less than an hour in.
No way.
And so my wife, I think I had 12 days off. 12 days off, back to work for a day, home for 11 weeks so far.
And that's fly in, fly out, right?
Yeah.
You were doing, yeah. So how'd that work? Did they just drive you home?
Yeah, they drove me. My wife, Medicine Boyle, the safety guy that I work with there, he lives in Lac La Biche, or just outside Lac La Biche. So he just drove to Boyle, my wife, Medicine Boyle. My day started at 4:30 in the morning, and it didn't end until after midnight when I got home. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I've been lucky. Hopefully it doesn't happen to me.
You know, I've been talking about it a lot, you know. We all talk about, you know, mental health and shit like that. And, no one ever really talks about, you know, the mental health side of things. Only at work. No one ever talks about the mental health side of things when you're injured off of work. And you got to lay around and shit like that. Like, I got very lucky, very fortunate. I know a lot of guys who have sunk into deep, dark depressions and shit like that, being off work and not being able to, like, you know, go up and do anything. But I got really lucky, you know. I had a lot to do. I have a lot of work to do. I'm on modified duties. I didn't miss a single day. As soon as I got home the next morning, I woke up and I had modified duties to do. It kept me off that lost time injury shit. You know, I haven't missed a day of pay. You know, it's been pretty good. You know, I had a lot to do. So, and then, you know, podcast content when I could, TV, you know, when I wasn't at the shop or in the office somewhere, you know, I was like, and then, you know, my kids, I use this time as a moment to regroup and reflect, right? Like, I had a rough year with my wife and I, you know, and so like we got to, you know, like kind of connect and hang out a little bit. My kids, man, I've been working a lot, right? Like, gone. Spent the time reconnecting with them, getting to know them some, right? And having fun with them. So, yeah.
Yeah, man, that's definitely one of the, I think, the hardest parts of this job is being gone. Like, you know, too, right? Like, it sucks. Like, that's by far the worst part. You know, once you have kids and stuff, like, obviously the guys that have girlfriends and stuff, it's tough too. But like when you've got your whole family, your wife and your kids back home, that's when you really feel it. So, but yeah, I get what you're saying there.
Hell yeah, man. I don't want to say I've enjoyed this, but I've not enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm a little, I was talking to my wife about it earlier. I'm a little nervous to go back to work, you know, because 10 weeks, 11 weeks sitting around doing nothing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden, hey, it's time to go. Like today she sent me out for ice cream, right? She helped me get to the car, right? And then she's like, oh yeah, I'll help you get out when you get back, you know? Like that was the first time I've driven in 11 weeks, you know? And then I go get ice cream and I come back and that made me nervous, right? Because like, I haven't done anything, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense, bro. For sure.
It was wild, dude.
You'll be nervous your first day back too.
Oh yeah. I'm excited though. I'm excited in a way and nervous in a way. Right. There's a lot I won't be doing right away. Right. It won't be any of the heavy duty shit. Right. It'll be, hey, I run equipment in the summertime. Right. In the winter, I work in the patch and I work on a steamer unit now instead of the vac truck now. But, in the summertime, I work on a road crew and I run equipment, right? And I labor for them when they're shorthanded and they need me to. But there won't be any laboring for a little while. I'll be working on that ankle and exercising and doing my shit and still going to therapy. I have 12 weeks of physiotherapy that I've been given. So, you know, I think we're 3 in. So, you know, after the long weekend, we'll still have a couple more weeks to go, but like, I'll be just mainly doing the equipment shit. If they need someone to do any of the labor stuff, I can't be that animal they need me to be like I've always been, right? I got to kind of rein it in a little bit until daddy's back to normal, right? So
modified light duties type thing.
Modified light duties, yeah. Yep. But hey, whatever. We're here.
It's a paycheck.
One day, I bet it'll be like Forrest Gump, you know? Like, you know, I'm just like walking to my equipment one day and then the next thing you know, the brace falls off and I just start running, right?
Raise your air brace and just start gabbing her.
Yeah, yeah. No, this little fucking boot is pretty amazing, though.
It's awesome.
Yeah, you've never worn one, but fuck, these little fuckers are $80.
Really?
Yeah, man. Yeah. I don't have to pay for it, but like it's $80.
That's crazy, man. I'm not surprised, though.
Yeah, man.
Nothing's cheap.
So, like, how much do you sell hats and shirts for on the site? I've never actually looked.
The hoodies are, what are they, $59, which I,
not bad.
You know, I tried to be pretty good price for those. Long sleeve shirts, I think, are $34, and the t-shirts are $29. So the t-shirts, I think, are the same material the troll uses, I think. I tried to get the same t-shirt, man, because I really like those ones.
Yeah, they're good.
I can't knock those guys too much, man. Like, I like a lot of their shit. I wanted to do my own thing. So, but yeah, they got nice stuff. I like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, my shirts are, I think the t-shirts anyways are pretty close.
Yeah, I sell my hats for like $20 and my t-shirts for 25 or 30, and then the hoodies go for 50, I think it is.
Yeah.
I don't sell nearly as much as you do. Mine are just, I'm just having fun with it, right? And like you said, we started ours for the same reason and why we do all our, like, I bought my wife the t-shirt press and the sublimation printer and stuff like that. And yeah, we have a lady that does DTFs for us now, but
I should find out who you're getting your DTFs from.
Yeah, she's pretty good, actually. I started making t-shirts. My buddy has a YouTube channel, Jay Hunter Plus. Shout out to him. Uh-huh. He's a Jamaican guy and who I work with, and he's a hunter. And he buys and sells and trades guns online. Nice. And then he makes videos trying the guns out, testing them out and target practice and stuff like that. Yeah, so we make the shirts for him. The guy makes wicked videos, man. He's actually growing pretty good on YouTube right now. Yeah. Shout out to him. He was just here. We had a big bonfire and barbecue here. And yeah, he was just here with his family. And yeah, so he does all that. And we press the shirts for him. And he buys the shirts and we press them. And we get the lady that we use to do the DTFs for us. And yeah, man, she appreciates the business, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, it's nice supporting local, too.
Hell yeah. She's only in St. Albert, I think.
Is she?
Yeah, I think you're in St. Albert.
Yeah, I'm in St. Albert, so if she's in St. Albert, I definitely got to. The guy I'm getting from right now, he's out of, where is he? Just past Calgary there. I can't remember where exactly, but he's pretty good. He's pretty good. But yeah, if I got someone at St. Albert, man, like, it's no brainer.
You got stickers too, don't you?
Yeah, I got stickers. Did I give you stickers last time I saw you?
Yeah, I think you did. Yeah, yeah, you did. I got a whole baggie full of stickers I got to put on my hard hat here.
No, man, I'm running out of room for stickers.
Yeah, where do you
know how that goes? A local shop in Edmonton as well. I can't remember the name of it now. I'm terrible with names for stuff, man.
I started using the guy out of Edmonton too, but at first I was using a company. I don't even remember where my hard hat is right now. It was sitting right here. But I was using a company out of Norway and they were shipping me a whole bunch of them for free. And recently I got hooked up with Sticker Mule. So I'm I'm trying to put a bunch of shit through them. I wish the sticker mule thing would have came through a little sooner. I would have got a bunch of yard signs made up for the election and just started plopping them everywhere.
Sticker mule, eh? I think I came across. Are they out of Toronto?
I think sticker mule's out of Toronto here. I don't even know.
I think it is, man, because I think I came across their Instagram, and I was going to reach out. Like, a lot of times when I'm out of town, man, that's when I'm, like, looking at more stuff to see, like, okay, should I order from this and that? Because, like, when I'm home, I don't really have the time to do that kind of stuff. I seem to get more stuff done other than printing shirts, like, when I'm out of town. So I'm pretty sure those guys are out of Toronto.
Yeah. I wore your I remember I went to the Premium Outlet Collections yesterday. Wife, right, and the kids here. And I wore your Dirty Hands Still Broke t-shirt, or the long sleeve shirt anyway.
Yeah,
I remember wearing that yesterday. Someone commented on it. They're like, you know your shirt, man. And I'm like, yeah, thanks, bro. You know, like,
that's probably the biggest, still one of the biggest sellers, I bet.
Yeah, it's a good one, man. It's a good one. Do you get a lot of people around camp and stuff comment on your stuff?
I do get people come up to me once in a while and ask about stuff. A lot of the times I'll bring stuff with me to camp and jobs. So like by the end, like if I'm doing a shutdown and by the end of the 30-day shutdown, you're walking through camp and you'll see my shit everywhere. So it's kind of a cool feeling, but
yeah, it is.
Unfortunately, I didn't bring any up with me this time. So kind of kicking myself for that, but you know how time goes, man. Like you're doing 1,000 different things and you're like, oh, I totally forgot one of the biggest things I was supposed to do, but now there's no time left, right?
100%.
So, and yeah, with my job, like I'm on call 24/7, 365. So like I'll go home. I think I'm home for a few days. So I was like, okay, I'll get some stuff done, shoot some video, whatever. Get a call 20 minutes later, got to go to work. So.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I've been there, man. The back truck on call 24/7, man. It was, the no sleep gang.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I don't know. I'm not big on the 24/7, 365 thing, but it is what it is. We signed up for this shit. So
how thin are those walls in camp there?
I don't know.
You can't hear anyone else or what?
Can't hear anyone else right now.
But nice. Shout out to early. You guys.
Still pretty early, man.
Jack and Jill?
No, I got my own bathroom. The Jack and Jills, man, like it's disgusting. They're still doing those.
So Jack and Jill, they're not allowed to build new ones with Jack and Jills. That's done. Yeah. That's against the law now.
Yeah, I think this is a newer camp. Like I think this camp's only like a year old or so.
Yeah. That's yeah, why. they're not allowed to do that. And I think if there is a camp with a Jack and Jill, they have to put the guys on either side. One has to be days and one has to be nights.
Oh, really?
They're not allowed to do that no more, yeah.
Okay, good. Because you're in a fucking bathroom, man.
It's pretty gross. Yeah, it's disgusting. They changed that a couple years ago now, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did a job. We did a pipeline that was about a year long. They were rotating guys out of there like crazy. And, you know, I try to be as respectful as possible. I'm not going, like, there's guys in there blowing, like, the snot rockets and shit. Like, I can hear you, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to share that shower with you and you're doing that shit. Those are the things that drive me nuts. Like, I don't mind camp. If I got my own bathroom, man, I don't care what the food's like. Yeah. I'm happy. I like having my own bathroom. Everything else doesn't matter. So, that's me anyways.
Yeah. I feel bad for the guys next to me. Especially when I'm doing the podcast or I'm live streaming or whatnot, I try to get off at a decent time. I'm like, you know what? Like, for the most part, if I know there's a guy on either side of me, I can hear them talking and stuff like that. I'll go out in the truck and record the podcast because, like, you know, I don't want to interrupt anyone's TV time or time with their family on the phone. So I just go out to the truck and do it. I try, if I'm live streaming on TikTok or something, I'll try to be off by like 10:30, you know, like just be respectful, you know? Yeah. And then there's times where, you know, like I get talking to my wife on the phone and the next thing, you know, it's like past midnight or something like that. And it's like, oh shit, you know, I stayed up kind of late as it is for me, but then, you know, like I'm talking a little loud, you know? And so, yeah, I try not to be a bad neighbor.
Yeah, we've all done it before.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Oh yeah. No, the camp I was just in Fox Creek for 7 years, communal bathroom.
Yeah, fuck that. The old gangbang style.
Yeah, you had three showers right beside three shitters.
Yeah, I did that when I first moved out here. That Suncor one that's just off the highway there. That's yeah. abandoned now. That was like that. It's fucking disgusting. They didn't even have TVs in the rooms then.
Oh, dude, I remember when...
You had to bring your own TV.
I remember when I started up at Husky Sunrise, I didn't have a cell phone. And they had landlines in the room.
Yeah.
She could call in, and I could... I think she could call in, but I couldn't call out.
Oh, really?
Or maybe I could call out, but she couldn't call in. One of the two.
I was just at Sunrise like a week and a half ago.
What camp?
What's the one? I don't remember the name of it now.
I helped build that place, man. I was there for almost 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when we were first building it, yeah.
Shit, I can't remember the name of the camp. But
the lighthouse on site there.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember the name of it. I'd stay in so many camps, man. I honestly lose track.
You ever stay at Barge?
No. Where's that?
Barge is gone now. It's over by what the fuck was that other camp's name now? It was off Highway 63 there. I can't remember the name of the road there, but it's gone now. Apparently, Barge had room service, man. It was awesome.
What?
Yeah, $25. You better order everything on the damn menu.
Dude, right? I'd pay that.
Oh fuck yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Room service. And then so I stayed there, and then I stayed at Mount Robson on Suncor Four Hills. I stayed on site there.
Yeah.
And now I'm staying at Grey Wolf.
Grey Wolf.
I don't mind Grey Wolf.
Is that in the village where all the other?
It's just outside the village.
Okay.
When you go straight to the village, instead of going straight, you turn right and you go down towards Sunrise.
I think I was in Bears Den.
Is there
Bears Den there? Am I thinking of the right spot? Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
Hey, have you ever heard of Do you know what viscosity means? Do you know what the viscosity is?
Yeah.
Okay, what's viscosity in your own words?
In my own words?
Yeah, what would you say viscosity is?
I would say it'd be like the air bubbles in a weld. Like, is that what you're talking about?
No. So the thickness of a load, like the thickness of a fluid.
Oh, geez. I have no idea.
Okay. So I love that, man. I love that. So where I'm going with it is the podcast is sponsored by the Mud Man.
Oh, okay.
The mud man, you know, he deals in the thickness of your load, right? And how thick your shit is going down. And, you know, for all your drilling fluid and laboratory testing equipment, supplies and whatnot. The mud man has been great to the podcast, man. You know, headset and microphone when I needed the most. And
it's awesome.
The podcast with this brand new MacBook Pro. It's almost a year old now, the MacBook.
Well, that's the deal with that. Okay.
Yeah. I couldn't do any editing before that. And, you know, I record on it and I edit and I do all that shit. So, yeah, man, the Budman dude, he's been pretty spectacular. Phenomenal guy. And, it's all about, you know, the thickness of your load, man. How thick is your load, Court?
See, I was thinking veracity. Is what I was thinking of.
Veracity. Okay. All right. Yeah. I can't believe I fucked that up. Mudmanmarket.com. Brian's going to hate me for that one. I fucking love that guy. You know, I almost got to meet Pierre Polyev because of him.
No shit.
Yeah. He did security. For Pierre Polyev a couple years ago, and he tried to hook me up with a meeting. Didn't happen, but it's still cool that it almost did.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Where are you originally from? You said when you came out here.
Sarnia, Ontario.
Shit, Sarnia. You're right near the original oil field, the oil and gas field.
Chemical Valley.
Chemical Valley, right near Petrolia.
Petrolia, is that where you're from?
No, I'm from Hamilton.
Hamilton.
Yeah.
Yeah, not too far from Petrolia. My two of my sisters lived out in Petrolia there.
Nice, nice, man. Yeah, no, I see the Go Leafs, and the Go Leafs make sense. Oh shit, I see the Go Leafs go make sense now, man.
100%.
You know, I didn't want the sweep. I didn't want the sweep to happen.
I did.
Sweeps are boring, man. Come on, you don't want that shit. You want entertaining hockey. You can't just be one and done, right? Like, let's go.
It's gonna go to game seven now.
No, listen here. The Leafs in the last few years are 1-12 in closeout games.
Is that what they are now?
Dude, that does not fucking make you feel any better about what's coming. But like, you know what I mean? But fuck, dude. I big Leaf fan, you know. I remember you, how old are you?
47.
You remember the battles of Ontario, the 90s and the early 2000s. Yeah. Man, Eddie Belfour, Matt Sundin, you know.
Old Chuck, all those boys, man.
Oh, dude.
Clarkie, Gilmore.
Neuendijk, yeah, man.
Bester.
Tucker, McCabe. Dude.
Are you a big Tucker fan?
I love Tucker. Love Tucker, man. I was a big Tucker, Domi and McCabe guy.
Domi.
Who wasn't a Domi fan, though? You know what I mean? But, dude, McCabe had heart.
He did,
man. McCabe was what we sorely lack in our lineup right now.
Have you ever seen Domi in real life?
Very short, very small.
We were in Oakville years back there. We were getting into the Pops and we decided to go for a burger after, and we go into a burger joint. There's a little guy standing in front of us, and we're talking. He kind of turns around. I'm like, no fucking way. It was Domi standing there. Like, we're wasted, right? We're bogging the piss out of this guy. I'm surprised he didn't kick the shit out of us. Like, we're hanging off him, trying to like talk to him and shit, and he had wanted nothing to do with it. I was surprised he didn't beat the hell out of us that night.
I met Boré Salming in Maple Leaf. I met him in the Air Canada Center 10, 11 years ago, maybe. We were hanging around the ACC during a Canucks Leafs tilt in, I think it was February. And we were just buzzing around the ACC, hanging out, maybe, you know, looking to scalp some tickets. And, you know, we're walking around and I see this big, tall, fucking Swedish dude, right? And he's hanging out with a bunch of Swedish, what looked to be like a Swedish hockey team, a little younger people, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck. And I'm just following around the store. And then he looks over at me. I'm like, man, anyone ever tell you look like Boré Salming? He's like, I am. And then, like, oh, shit, I got a picture with him. And yeah, no, it was pretty cool. Yeah. Being from Hamilton, a lot of NHL players from that area, and down the street from my buddy's house, this is back in those Battle of Ontario days. My buddy, we were outside playing ball hockey, and he lives three doors down from Brian McGrattan.
No shit.
And, yeah, and we're playing ball hockey, and Brian McGrattan's hanging out on the porch, and my buddy's like, hey, Brian, come shoot the ball around. He's like, yeah, just for a little bit, though. I'm waiting on a buddy. Fucking, we're shooting the ball around. Red Hummer pulls up. Ray Emery drops out, right?
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
That's wicked.
That's pretty cool, man. Yeah. Brian McGrattan, though, big dude.
Oh, yeah. Big,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
I remember the last time before, what was it, 20? Jesus. So 2004, maybe 2005, the Leafs were in the playoffs for the last time before they went on that big like 9-year streak of not making the playoffs.
Yeah.
They played the Flyers in the second round. They got out in the second round. Eddie Belfour was in net, and it was game six, and third period, or maybe it was overtime. I think it was overtime. And John LeClair, Jeremy Roenick, and I can't remember who else went 3-on-0 breakaway, and shoot, they scored game over. Last time the Leafs made the playoffs. Anyways, I was at the Air Canada Center during playoff time, and we were like walking around in there, and I was just a kid, and we were walking out, we were leaving, Eric Desjardins came out and he played for the Flyers. And I'm like, man, I had my jersey on. I'm like, yo, Desjardins, can I get an autograph? And he's like, piss off, kid. Right. Like he was just, he thought we were Leaf fans. We were probably just trying to hound him or something like that. You know, like, you know, we weren't being nefarious or anything like that. I was just excited, you know?
That's awesome. Yeah. I used to bartend in Ontario, in London. And, It was a quiet night, and the guy comes in, wants to sit in the dining room. I go over, see what he wants to drink. It's Doug Gilmore.
Oh.
Just wanted to sit in the dining room by himself, not be bothered and shit. So I didn't really say anything to him. I think he got a glass of wine or something. So I left him be. Everyone's hanging out in the bar. I ended up shooting the shit with him, and he was just like a normal dude, like super chill. Great guy, easy to talk to. It was pretty cool.
Oh yeah, man.
Got his autograph and shit. So
I met Daryl Sittler at the Costco on the west side of Edmonton. He was signing the book that he wrote. Yeah, and then
was that last year or a couple years ago?
Oh yeah, that was probably, I guess, like 6-7 years ago now. Okay. That was a while back. And then was my daughter born yet? I don't know. Cujo was here. I had Cujo hold my daughter in Costco. And I was like, oh, my kid, right? And he thought that was funny. She was probably not even a year old yet. So that was close to 8 years ago that Cujo was here. So we're Sittler after that, maybe? I don't remember how long ago that was. Man, time flies.
It does.
It was sometime in the last few years.
Yeah. No, I feel you.
So where do you see, you know, where do you want to take, you know, do you call it Priority Co?
Yeah. Okay, everyone just calls it Boots Over Suits now, man. Yeah,
that's what I've been calling. I've been like, fucking Boots Over Suits. I'm like, no, I'm for sure it's Priority. Like, where do you plan on taking Priority over the next little bit?
You know what? I'm just going to keep grinding away. Like, obviously, like any business, you want it to grow. It's just me and my wife, so with me being gone all the time, it's kind of tough to get, like, the social media where you want it to be and, you know, everything else. So yeah. It's definitely a grind right now. We do send stuff out to people, but, like, everybody's busy, man. Like, I send stuff out to people, like, I might get a picture or something, and that's it, right? Because, like, everyone's got their own life, and they've got to do their own thing, and, you know, I get it too, man. I'm busy. I have a hard time posting stuff myself. So I don't know, man. Like, I want it to keep going. I want it to keep growing. I'd like to maybe get into some of the, you know, blue collar workwear store type things. I've reached out to a couple stores, but I don't know. I gotta pound the pavement a little more, I guess. To keep that going and bug people. But like I said, man, time's a tough one, you know, when you're working full time and, you know, doing all this other stuff. Like you're the same deal, man. You're doing a bunch of things. You're working, you're trying to divide all your time up the right way. So yeah, I don't know. Obviously I want it to grow, but me and my wife got to figure out we need some more people on the team. Because you can only do so much yourself before you're like, okay, I can't go anywhere else. So we're trying to figure out how to get some people to help us with it, essentially. So
yeah. I'm trying to also, you know, like, I love your gear. I'm just trying not to step on too many toes either, right? Because, like, you've already said, like, you know, you got a cease and desist once already, right? And, like, I'm like, well, you know, I'm kind of dipping everywhere. And I'm just I'm trying to read the room and see, you know, the appropriate time to do things. Yeah. Right. And, and then, you know, when the appropriate time to do things, sometimes, you know, it doesn't work out, you know, it's like, oh, now's an appropriate time. Oh shit. I'm not home right now. Right. Yeah. Or like, oh, I didn't bring that one with me, you know? And it's like, fuck. But like, you know, hey man, I'm here. You're here. I got time. Fucking, you know, podcast it out. Get the name out there a little bit more too. You know, figure that might help out a little bit. You know, right now, like, podcast is just over 2,000, you know, monthly listeners being downloaded everywhere and listened to everywhere. So fuck yeah, man.
That's awesome, bro.
I love that. I absolutely, absolutely fucking love that, you know? Like, we'll talk another time, because you'll come, we gotta get you back on, but I was gonna run an idea by you. We'll run it. We'll talk about it off air here, but
sweet, yeah. Sweet.
Yeah. But yeah, have you seen that? Fucking Blue Collar Canada?
Is that the bigger dude?
Yeah, he's an Asian guy, I think.
Yeah, I've seen him. I've seen his stuff.
Ontario there, yeah. Yeah. I was gonna, like, he was looking for ambassadors at the beginning of his run there.
Yeah.
And I was gonna get on with him, but then, you know, once again, you know, there's how much do I have on my plate, right? Can I take on something else?
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, it was like, well, probably not right now, which is a bummer, right? I'm going to steal a quote from my good friend, OGR Scintilla. You probably know who OGR is. You know, you see his videos and stuff. He did Heading on a Tim's Run and stuff.
Yeah.
He said on Gord's podcast, the Second Act podcast, he said, you know, being in this space, you're going to have a million opportunities come your way, and you can't take them all. Right.
No,
got to know which ones are okay to let slide and which ones aren't. And you're going to let a few ones that you shouldn't let slide, but that's okay, because they're going to come back around again. Right. So yeah, I have a couple of those opportunities that I'm waiting to come full circle again that I've let slide that I get myself for. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, man. Awesome. Yeah, buddy. Fuck yeah. I don't want to keep you too much longer there, brother, man.
Yeah, I don't want to piss off my roommates.
Yeah, so. It's getting 9 o'clock. Yeah. I like to end the podcast by asking one more question. And then it's like, Mount Rushmore has four of the most influential people up on the Rock. And if you could, have your own Mount Rushmore, four people you look up to, inspired to be, or that have inspired you, who would they be and why?
Ooh, that's going to be a tough one, man. I don't even know if I could pick four people. I gotta say my dad, man. My dad passed away a few years back. He was always a big inspiration for me. He's like my best friend, so he'd be up there for sure. I gotta have my wife up there too, because she's my biggest supporter. She's always got my back, always been there for me. And then I don't know if I could pick two more, to be honest, man.
Real, not real, dead or alive.
Yeah, dead or alive. I don't know, man. I think my Mount Rushmore is only going to have two people on it.
Hey, man, it's your Mount Rushmore, bro. You have however many you want up there.
Yeah, I think that's going to be my answer, man. I can't think anyone else offhand.
Hell yeah. Sure. Man, that's deadly, man. Fuck yeah, man. Well, dude, like I said, we're going to get you back on. I'm going to run an idea by you for another time, and we're going to talk about that. And, you know, I've never really actually thought about that before, you know, up until now, about, you know, having people on with their brands and shit like that, you know, maybe start talking about it a little bit more here before hitting that record button, or a week or so before anyway. But yeah, we're going to talk about it. So yeah.
Sweet, bro. Yeah. Whatever works. I'm down.
Fuck down. Yeah. Well, man, you know, I appreciate you coming on. It's been a blast, you know. It's been a wild ride, this whole podcast thing. So,
That's awesome.
I don't know. Do you listen to any podcasts?
I do. I hit yours up when I can. And Joe Rogan, I think, are the only two ones I listen to, bro.
Nice. Which ones?
You and Rogan.
Which ones of mine have you listened to, or which ones of mine do you like? Because, like, man, I have favorites for sure. You know, like, it's like a kid. It's like a kid. I can't say any of them are my favorite, but they're definitely ones I like more than the others at times.
I was just watching the one you posted. I don't know if it was. I can't remember the name now. I'm terrible with names, bro.
Whatever.
But yeah, it was one. It was the last one you had up there.
Oh, Woody Russ, the guy with the deep voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking love that guy.
Where's he out of?
California.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of makes sense.
Solid guy, man. Oh shit.
Trying to make sense.
My feet, my foot, my ankle. Whenever I move my foot, now I'm starting to get range of motion back. When I move it now, it cracks again, and it feels so fucking good.
Mine crack every time I walk, bro.
I'm probably gonna be there now, but yeah.
It's terrible.
Well, buddy, this has been fun. Thanks for coming on, eh?
Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, shit. fucking this light, dude, doesn't want to stay. Anyways, bro, you stay frosty.
Okay.